Morning prayer for Tuesday, December 19th, the third week in Advent. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our King and Savior draws near. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in his hand. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our King and Savior draws near. O come, let us adore him. Psalm for today is Psalm 85. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation towards us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet, righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from the sky. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and make his footsteps a way. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. Scripture reading for today is from Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 through 6. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, the words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. You have the reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Remember then that you received what you received and heard. Keep it and repent. If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come against you. Yet you have still a few names in Sardis, people who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. The canticle today is the Benedictus, the song of Zechariah at the birth of his son, John the Baptist. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God, when the day shall dawn upon us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. For our prayers today, we use a litany of thanksgiving for God's kingdom. These were the great voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. O God, who has made all things by your power, you king and ruler of the world, glorious in beauty and truth and love, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. O God, who has shown us the glory of your kingdom in the royal love of Jesus Christ, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. O God, who are always working in the kingdom of your might and creative, by your mighty and creative spirit to manifest your kingdom among men, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. O God, more wonderful in your perfection than all that we can ever desire or know, yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Let us give thanks to God for all the depth and wonder and glory of the divine life and for the progressive and increasing manifestation of his kingdom through the history of the world. For the perfection which you are, for all the glory and wonder which is yours, for the manifestations of your kingdom in all your revelations of yourself. We praise and bless your glorious name, O Lord. For the vitality and joy of your spirit of life in the creation, for all young and swift and happy things, we praise and bless your glorious name, O Lord. For the creation of man, whom you have made in your own image, that you might reign within our hearts, within man's heart, we praise and bless your glorious name, O Lord. For the defeat of darkness by the light, for truth destroying superstition, and for a growing knowledge of your ways, redeeming men from tyranny and fear, we praise and bless your glorious name, O Lord. For the perfect manifestation of your kingdom by the incarnation of your Son, and for its coming into the world in power through his life and death and resurrection, we praise and bless your glorious name, O Lord. For the presence of the kingdom in literature and art, in truth, in courage and sincerity, and loyalty, in fellowship and kindness, we praise and bless your glorious name, O Lord. That you have called us, with all our dullness and limitations, to be the inheritors of the wonder and glory and joy of your kingdom, we praise and bless your glorious name, O Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.